You're listening to Trucking with Authority with Kenny Long. Now is the best time in a long time to take the leap and become a motor carrier. We'll dispel the rumors, teach you how to avoid the scams, take your questions, and give you the tools you need to get your own authority and get the success you deserve. Let's head down the audio road and start trucking with authority.
Hear me where? No one can hear me where. I don't know what you're talking about. Nobody can hear me. See, this is frustrating because I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Nobody can hear me on the phone line. Oh, nobody can hear. Nobody can hear me on the phone line. Can we hear you now? Can you hear me now? There's no way for me to check this because I don't have anybody. Who's writing these comments that you can't tell me what's going on? Barely. I don't know what that means.
I guess we can really crank things up. I don't know what's going on. All right, if you have any questions or comments, I don't know if you can hear me or not. I don't have anybody that can tell me what's going on, so I'll just have to. All right, there we go. I can barely hear. I wonder why.
Hi, Kenny. I'm on live with you now. You can barely hear you on the phone line. It's very quiet. I think Facebook Live, they can hear you. But they can barely hear you on the phone line.
Yeah, okay. So there's something appears to be wrong with Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Because Elizabeth seems, she came on and I can barely hear her either. So something apparently seems to be wrong with the system.
Okay.
We cannot hear the phone calls.
It sounds a little bit better than it did when you first started. We couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, I can't hear you either.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, I can't hear you either. So there's something going on with the phone calls. Something's wrong with the
phone
line.
Okay, well, I'll put myself back on mute then, and I'll try and screen some calls here and see what we can do, okay?
Yeah, there's nobody on the – something's wrong with the phone, so I can kind of hear somebody whispering in the background. I don't know if they're on, like, another line or something, or something's wrong with the phones. So hopefully Facebook's working, and I don't have any way to tell what's going on with Facebook either. So apparently, this show is not going to work. Frustrating. And then there's somebody from Miami trying to share my video, apparently. I don't know what's going on here. So, I'll tell you what, everyone. Since it doesn't look like I can put the show on today anyhow, there doesn't seem to be any way for me to make this work. Try one more thing. Maybe that will help. We can try that. It just seems to make things break up, so. If there's any way for somebody to get me a message if you can hear me or not, because I'm not going to continue on the show if nobody can hear me anyway. David, if you're listening still, can you hear me? Do we have any sound? Apparently we don't have anything. Nobody can hear me. So
All right, everyone. If you can hear me, apparently the system's messed up. I'm going to continue the show on Facebook, but I'm not going to mess with the phone line. So I guess I'll leave that up, but there's no phone calls today. So Facebook Live it is. And for those of you that are watching me on Facebook, I'm sorry for this little fiasco here. So that being said, on Facebook, I don't have as many restrictions. So let's put it this way. Everybody check out udriveu.com for my new seminar, The Drive. I'd love for everyone to get signed up there. All right, finally, we have somebody that says they can hear on the phone. So it's not just me. Let's try taking a phone call and see what happens. Alec in Oregon, can we hear you?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Alec in Oregon, can you hear me? Do we have sound?
I can hear you. I don't know if you can hear me or not. I can hear you. Are you there? I can hear you.
I barely hear somebody in the background, so where's the name?
I'm still here.
Okay, Alec, I will just repeat what you're saying because I can kind of hear you. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, trying to find out how to justify the cost of getting my own authority. I've got a current contract right now exclusive with one broker. I run my truck. I have a rented trailer, and I'm at 87%. I run his authority, his MC number. I buy my plates through him. I buy my fuel, my insurance, all of that through him. He's offering a new program. If I go on ahead and get my own authority, put my own numbers on the door, it would go up to 89%. So I'm trying to figure out how to do the math on it to figure out whether or not it would make sense.
Okay. Give me that second scenario again. You put your own numbers on the door, you get your own authority, and you still run under them for 89%.
Correct. Now, at that 89%, basically, I could either go on ahead and go out and do my own thing with that and do my own billing and whatnot, or I can basically use him as a factoring company and process everything through him and still be paid on Friday like I am now.
Okay. What is he providing for you at that level? What is he doing for you other than the billing?
I would still get the same insurance discounts. I would still get the same fuel discounts. Registration is registration, that kind of thing. But it would be basically, I would take over doing my own. Say again?
How are you going to get the fuel discounts? What kind of a fuel discount program and things like that does he have for you?
He's got a card that similar to ComData, but not quite. Before I came here, I'd never heard of it. You may have. It's called Fleet One. But, yeah, I just basically swiped the card, and it's got a discount on it at TA.
Yeah, he's got the discount program through NASDAQ, just like anybody else can get. You could get that, too. I don't see what he would be doing for you if you got your own authority and you're running under him for 11%. I don't know what he's providing. Now, if you were leased to him and – you know, I could kind of see something there, but I don't see any advantage whatsoever of having your own authority and working under this other person. They're not doing anything for you at all. I mean, there's nothing they can do for you. If you have your own authority, unless they were a broker, if they were a broker, they could give you freight. Otherwise, they can't do anything for you.
Yeah, he is. See, when I originally signed on with him a year and a half ago, I was signing on for reefer work. And I was pulling his trailer, one of his reefer units, at 77%. Well, fast forward 9 months, he signs on a couple of guys that have their own flatbed trailers. Okay. Fast forward 3 months from then, rates have gone completely in the tank for the reefer units. He's showing a few of us that have open deck experience what these guys are getting, asking us if we want to make the switch over. So there was about half a dozen of us that went on ahead, went out, rented our own trailers. And at that point, we went from 77 or 78% on the reefer side to 87% pulling our rented trailers. which is the same rate as what he pays if you have your own trailer. Either way, he doesn't care. And still running everything through him and everything else. Well, with the open deck side of it, like right now, I'm on my way over to go make this delivery in the morning. When I find something that I like on the boards, I call them up, I negotiate with them, give them an email address, they send it over to them, and then they process everything, send me the rate confirmation, and I'm at 87% on that. So everything would go through the same way with me having my own authority, but it would go on ahead and kick me that extra 2%, and that's where I'm trying to come up with the cost justification.
No. No, you can't do that. I mean, that wouldn't even be a legal setup to do it that way. So he's running everything through. I mean, I don't understand. You're getting brokered freight through him. Is that right? You're calling a broker. You're negotiating it. They're sending a rate confirmation to this office, and then they're letting you pull.
Right.
And they're going to take 11%, right? They're going to give you that 2% more. 89% will be your
correct.
Cut.
Right.
I mean, is he a broker? Why would he?
Well, he's a broker, and he's a – which is I've been working with the guy for a year and a half, and I'm one of those people that's insanely loyal.
Loyalty or not, why would you entertain that? That setup doesn't even make sense. You're doing everything. He's providing nothing, but you're giving him 11%. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, right.
In fact, if he's not a broker – he's double brokering to you, which is actually illegal. So that would be an illegal situation if you do it that way. So,
he has a brokerage, and he also has a refrigerated carrier company. Okay,
when you call and you negotiate the rate, are you giving him the brokerage numbers or are you giving them the carrier numbers? So they're booking the freight under his brokerage or under his carrier?
They're booking everything currently underneath his carrier, his refrigerated carrier. But it's all open deck work that I'm doing.
That's illegal. That is the definition of double brokering, which is absolutely illegal. He can't do that. And that situation where you're getting 89%, you're doing absolutely everything other than you said that he does the billing and you get paid every week like factoring. Why don't you just go get a factoring company to pay you, and they only take – I mean, you can get some of that for 2%, 2 or 3%.
Right.
Here's what's happening. And I heard of something like this actually on a radio show over the weekend. So what's happening is there's a carrier that's booking freight, and now if they have an owner-operator that's leased to them – they can give the freight to that owner-operator, okay? That's how a normal transaction works. Now, just to throw this number out there, just a couple of days ago, I had opportunity to do the math on one of the biggest owner-operator companies in the country. They only have 34%, 35% roughly. Everything else is through brokers, okay? So they book freight from a broker and put it on their trucks that's leased to them. That's perfectly legal to do it that way. It would also be legal to put a direct shipper on their own trucks. However, a carrier, even if they have a direct shipper, the carrier cannot give you the freight if you have your own authority. The carrier cannot book freight through a broker and then put it on your truck. Now, a carrier also can't book freight under their numbers, give it to their sister brokerage, and then put it on your truck. That is the definition, that's the legal definition and scenario that happens with double brokering, and it's absolutely illegal. Now, what could happen, which would make it legal, would be if the brokerage side of this business booked the freight, then gave it to either their carrier or to you, okay? Because if you get your own authority, you are on the same level, the same playing field as their carrier side. You have your own numbers just like they have their numbers. You're equal to them. They can give it to either one of you, but they can't give it to the carrier who gives it to you. Okay, that would be illegal because the carrier cannot broker freight to you. Now, here's kind of the reason why. If there was any kind of a freight claim, any loss, the insurance and all the paperwork is going to show that carrier is the carrier of record. Okay, but you are the one that actually had the freight on your truck. So there's going to be a conflict here because if there was a loss – the shipper is going to go after the carrier of record, who is them.
Right.
Their insurance will pay because it was on your truck. They were not the carrier that handled the load. So they're going to go after your insurance. And your insurance is going to say, we're not going to pay because we are not the carrier of record on this load. It was your load. Okay, so that puts you at risk and puts you in limbo and that other carrier as well. You guys are going to have to fight this out and figure out how this is going to work. Now, there would be one situation where you could kind of get around this, and that would be to trip lease to them. But a trip lease, the way under the new MAP 21 rules, essentially you still have to peel the stickers off your door, run their stickers, run their DOT number. Even if it's only for one load, they have to put you on their insurance. You can't do it on your own. So essentially having your own authority is null and void at that point anyway. So you cannot run freight under another carrier for 11% and they run it through their carrier. Now, if you were working through their brokerage, you could. But why would you give a middleman broker an extra 11% when you're already booking the load through the first broker to begin with? That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Now, they could.
But at the 13% that I'm at now, it's perfectly legal.
Because you're actually leased to them, and it's their name on the door, their DOT number on the door, right?
Their name, their DOT, their MC. My truck, my plates. Well, my plates through them.
And that's perfectly legal because they're booking the freight on the carrier, and you are a part of the carrier. You signed a lease with them that shows that they control your truck, essentially. They take all the responsibility for the safe operation of your truck. Now, if you go out on your own, you take responsibility for that. They have nothing, and that situation would be illegal. If you had your own authority, that you can't do it that way.
Okay.
Unless there's something that you missed and I'm not seeing. Now, I've heard this a few times, and there's another pretty popular company or growing in popularity that's doing something like this. When I first saw it, it raised some red flags. You absolutely can't carrier as if they're a broker. And I don't see any reason why you would want to anyway, because they can't do any of the paperwork for you. I guess if you hired them to do your IFTA processing and things like that, but you can hire another outside company to do that for $50 a quarter, you know, $200 a year. Why would you pay them 11% of all your revenue? That wouldn't make sense. The fuel discount card, you're likely, if it's Fleet One and you're seeing decent discounts, you can get the NASTIC. Join NASTIC. Join them now, actually, before you even break your lease. There's some benefits to joining before you break your lease. Join NASTIC, and you'll get probably the same discounts. I'm assuming, I don't know, but I'm assuming that's probably the discounts that they're passing on to you. You can get that yourself. And I don't see any other benefits that they can offer you.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have no intention of really working with anybody else. I was just going to continue doing it the same way that I am. I was just trying to justify that extra, figure out if there was a justification for that extra 2%. And it doesn't sound like there is.
Well, possibly. I mean, what are your insurance rates? I'm assuming at the 13%, you're paying your own insurance, right?
Correct, yeah. I'm paying, it's comes out to $500 a month for the truck and trailer both, just a hair under $500 a month. Fuel discounts are actually pretty deep. They're 30 to 40 cents a gallon as long as I stay with TA and Petro.
Again, the fuel discounts, you probably get the same one. I offer that same discount plan to my owner-operators. It's not a big deal. Any owner-operator can get it. So that's not really a benefit because you can get it yourself.
That I'm not sure whether I like or not when it comes to IFTA, this guy basically just goes on ahead and takes all the IFTA, puts it in big kitty at the end of the month or year or whenever it is that they're doing it over here, and then they go on ahead and file all the trucks at the same time. So I'm just at pump prices, the only thing I have to worry about with fuel. So, which is kind of nice because I don't have to sit there and do the math on it and try and figure out the IFTA at the end of the month. But at the same time, am I overpaying or no? Well, as much as I run the Northwest, I'm guessing probably not because I run a lot of Oregon.
Yeah, well, and it depends on where you're buying your fuel. If you're running Oregon, you know, it may justify the difference. It's possible that you could do better on your own. But, again, you can look at just what the actual pump price is and go with that. If they're absorbing that extra cost, buy it, you know, at the cheapest pump price, you're probably – I mean, they're probably eating some money on that end. Yeah. How many trucks does this carrier have?
On the reefer side, I want to say it's 27 to 30. On the open deck side, I think we've got, last count I knew there was either four or six of us.
Okay.
So I don't know if he's gone to the reefer guys with this or not, or if he's just talking about this with the open deck guys or what, but like I said, it was something that just came up in conversation here maybe a month ago, and I've been kind of kicking around the idea. The place where I park at there in Sacramento, where I rent my truck parking space at for when I'm at home, one of the things that they offer in there is going on ahead and helping you get authority plates, blah, blah, blah. And they're telling me like $5,000 to go on ahead and do it. And I'm just like, yeah, well, at $5,000, of course it doesn't make sense for 2%. But I didn't know if maybe there was a way that I could do it on my own that would be a lot less expensive or, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, I understand everybody's got to make money, but at the same time, it's got to make sense.
Did you say something about if you did it that way with the 11%, somehow you could get their insurance discount?
He would go on ahead and hook me up to his insurance, the insurance guy that he uses. He would give me his number so I can go on ahead and get an insurance plan through them.
So you can get your own policy, but you probably wouldn't be able to get the discount. So here's what's probably happening. He has enough trucks. Now, if you go out on your own, and this is good information for everybody. If you go out on your own and you have one truck, you end up paying a premium for the year for one truck, which is typically per unit. Now, as you
okay.
begin to grow, you know, you'll continue adding, you know, so if you have five trucks, you're still paying usually for five, you know, individual units. Typically, when you hit either a certain mileage point, a certain dollar revenue amount, or you hit a truck number, how many trucks you have, how many units you have, you'll get a price break because instead of charging by the unit, they'll charge by either the mile or revenue base. So the reason that you're probably getting only $500 per month is because he's got a group policy. He has enough trucks for that. If you went on your own, I would imagine your insurance rate would probably double. So you'd probably, even if you go through his guy, $500 a month to at least $1,000 a month. And that would be, yeah, I mean, that seems pretty, with the truck and trailer both. So, I mean, expect your insurance rate to go up. As far
okay.
as anything else, though, you can probably get the same fuel discounts. You'll do your own IFTA, then it would make sense to process it. Now, IFTA doesn't take long. Your ELDs are around the corner anyway. So once you put the ELD in
yeah.
the truck, it tracks all your miles. If you do get one of these fuel cards and you use it exclusively, you don't use anything but that fuel card, you can pull the fuel reports. It takes all of 5 minutes, and especially with only one truck, 5 minutes to pull the fuel report, 5 minutes to pull the mileage report off your ELD, and you know another 5 minutes to plug it into the state website. It's almost all electronic. Well, there's only, I think Oklahoma is the only state left. I think they just now went electronic, but I think just about every state is electronic now. And it takes a few minutes to plug your numbers into the spreadsheet, hit the button, your IFTA is done. So I can't justify the thousands of dollars that you'd be paying in that 11% just to do IFTA. You can get the same fuel discounts. You can get, I mean, just about everything you can get through the on your own, even tire discounts. There's all sorts of plans. I can't, I just don't see where that 11% comes, you know, why. I don't even see how he could justify charging you 11%. I don't know what he's doing for you. So, and
right.
you said that you would keep doing the same thing because you're loyal and you would continue working through him. Well, if you got your own authority,
right.
you're doing the same thing, just process your own paperwork. Now, granted, factoring companies are not always the best way to go. They do get expensive. But when you're looking at, you know, 10 or 11% to pay somebody to do that, you know, just to process things for you, there are factoring companies out there that can handle this stuff. One of the benefits to using a factoring company, especially if you're out there on the road by yourself, you don't have anybody else to help you with the paperwork. If you send all your invoices, your bills, bill of lading, you know, all your proof, everything, rate confirmations, right to a factoring company, usually they'll handle all of that for you. They'll track your receivables. They'll track everything. Now, there's different plans with factoring. That's a whole other topic we won't get into right now. But
sure.
Usually when you get into that, they'll handle it. So, and I guarantee, I mean, on the extreme high end, the worst factoring agreement I've ever seen was 5%. Pretty bad ones are 4%. Typically right now, you're looking at factoring agreements in the, you know, 2 to 3% range with one, maybe 3.5% with one truck. And it, depending on the dollar amount that you, your revenue that you do every year. So it's certainly, I would get your own authority and I would cut them out because you're doing it anyway. You're paying the expenses already yourself. Now, if you were in an arrangement where they were providing you with something that you can't do, then I would look at getting your own. So, you know, for my owner operators, I charge a little higher percentage, but you know, I have some connections that I pass on. I help with a lot more than just getting payroll done. And, you know, I provide all of the insurance. I provide load board access. I provide that. You know, they don't have those expenses. So, you know, you have to provide something for that percentage. If you get your own authority and you pay for everything yourself, they're not providing you with anything that you can't do yourself. It doesn't make sense. I just don't get that. So, now, there are a couple other companies out there doing it, which is why I spent so much time on this, because that's absolutely, you know, asinine, in my opinion, to even – I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know. I mean, maybe they haven't – maybe they don't know what they're doing. But with that many trucks, you'd think somebody would catch on. So I don't know. It seems really, really strange to me that they would even offer a plan like that.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like I'm better off just staying at the 13% then and just staying doing what I'm doing now and not have to worry about any of the back office stuff and the rest of that stuff. I mean, my GPS tracks my IFTA stuff for me. I take a picture of the Oregon and send it to him every month so he can go ahead and file that. But
right. And, you know, considering that you're paying for it, you're negotiating your own loads, you're still dealing with the rate confirmations and everything, I would look at your revenue and figure out what is that 13%, how much is that, you know, I mean, if it's, I mean, it, the paperwork at the end of the week, and, you know, and I'm telling you this because I have owner-operators leased to me, and my deal is 80-20. Okay, so at that 20%, I try to provide value. I don't see what value this guy is providing you on your own. The paperwork process,
Well, currently, the way that I look at it right now, under the program that I'm on right now at the 87, the way that I look at it right now is I've got insurance discounts, I've got fuel discounts, which I understand I can go ahead and grab that, if to which I could go one way or the other with, but I've got that, I've got the back office, they file all my logbook pages and whatnot, I just mail that in when I mail in my bills, and then I also look at it as being a factoring.
There's no filing of logbook pages. There's no filing of logbook pages. You don't have to send logbooks or anything to the DOT. Once you're on ELDs, your logbooks are done. There's no auditing. There's no nothing required there. So everybody's going on ELDs. So as soon as you get on an ELD in December, you know, your logs are done. That's it. You're done. You know, as soon as you hit the submit button for the end of the day, you know, the device will store 6 months. So you might have to log in from their online portal or something, but you'll have 6 months access. That's all that's required for DOT. You're done. So there's no back office for logbook. There's no. They're not doing anything for you there. The only thing that they're doing is the billing. And for 13%, you know, if you're averaging, you know, $5,000 a week, what is that? About $1,150 a week that you're paying them.
No, it's not quite that high.
You're paying them $11.50 a week, and they're spending about an hour in the office taking care of you. So, I mean, I personally would love to make $1,000 an hour, get my own authority, make $1,000 an hour. How I consider. Now, your insurance rate will probably go up about $500 a month. So $500 a month there. I don't know what your weekly averages are. You know, pulling flatbed, you're on the high end of the scale. I'd imagine you're, you know, pushing $6,000 to $7,000 a week in revenue. You know, and again,
I'm averaging out to it averages out because I pretty much stay west. I pretty much stay west of the 25. I probably average right in the five to seven a week.
Okay, so you're still paying, you know, $600-$700 a week to them in that percentage now. I mean, the first week, you know, you figure wash, you'd be making roughly $1,500 a month, $1,500 to $2,000 a month more if you got your own authority. And, you know, figure an hour a week to do the extra paperwork. So, you know, I think that's pretty significant. Because you're already doing everything. They're not really providing you with anything. Now, cut that in half. Let's say you do use a factoring company. Cut that number in half. So, it'd be a, you know, $750 to $1,000 a week maybe that you'd increase in revenue. That's $12,000 a year, you know, so $10,000
right.
a year. Now, I like to put this in perspective. If you were working a 9-to-5 job, let's say you go punch a clock in an office job, sit at a desk. If a
right.
person like that got a $10,000 to $12,000 a year raise, I'll tell you what, they'll jump through a lot more hoops. That's a big chunk
oh,
of money.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, I've been employed my whole life, but my family, a lot of, you know, union, you know, I come from Michigan, all automotive workers and, you know, union backed and all this stuff. So my family's big in that. And, you know, I saw a percent, it was like 5 cents an hour. And, you know, they were having a party for that. A couple thousand dollars a year, they're having a party. That's huge.
Right.
And here in this industry, we make, you know, $1,000 decisions on a whim like it's nothing. So $10,000 to $12,000 is a lot of money just for that little bit of extra paperwork. You're already doing everything. So I think there's something
right.
to consider that.
So basically what you're saying then is it may be worth it just to go ahead and get my own authority, go on ahead and go on my own, and then just use this
Absolutely.
Guy as a broker, as a regular broker when I, you know,
Absolutely.
When the opportunity
yeah. and, you
comes
know,
to.
Because what you don't, I think what you're not grasping here is if you got your own authority, you are on your own. This guy is not doing anything for you other than you're paying him 11%. I mean, you could just – you're on your own, and it wouldn't make a difference if he pays you, which would be illegal for him to do that, by the way. I already mentioned that. But or you got paid
right.
directly and wrote him a check for, you know, the 11% every week. It wouldn't make a difference if
right.
the same thing happened. They're not offering anything to you. Which
right.
is why that situation is illegal, really, because it just it doesn't make sense for anybody. So I really think I would consider it, and I think I would look deeper into this operation that you're involved with. If they're doing that wrong, what else might they be doing wrong? And I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade. You know, I have a carrier.
Oh, no. Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
Too, so, but, you know, so and maybe they're doing everything right. Maybe there's something I'm just not seeing here. But certainly I'd be – call Alec. We do have a – whole line of phone calls here, so let me get to the calls. If we go a little bit over time, we'll let it happen. So we'll go to Keith in Oregon. Keith, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello. How are you today?
Great.
Okay.
Welcome
my question is, are you there? Can you hear me? Okay.
I can hear
Uh-oh.
You.
Uh-oh. Hello.
We got the phone back.
Okay.
Guess not.
No, I'm right here.
Okay.
Okay.
I can hear you.
My question is, today I was pricing out a trailer. And the trailer ended up being $65,000, and they want me to lease purchase the trailer, or they're suggesting that I lease purchase the trailer, like $8,000 down, $1,100 a month with the $6,000 residual at the end of 70 months. My question is, what's the difference whether I lease it or buy it? Is there tax ramifications? Is there, I mean, I don't know about that. That's my question.
Not well. Okay. There's no. Why are they suggesting that you lease purchase it? Tell me more about that deal.
Well, they called and got me an approval on the lease purchase within 15 minutes of me getting there. You know, as soon as I walked in, they're like, "Oh, okay. Well, you know, blah blah blah. My credit score is over 700. I probably got $15,000-$20,000 in the bank, so I can do the you know, the $8,000 down, and I can do the $1,100 a month. The 12% interest seems a little high, and I don't know why. What would be my advantage to lease purchase versus purchase? I don't know. That's how it was explained to me. Yes.
Who's handling the lease? Who's the middleman here? Who are you leasing it from?
I don't actually know the name of the leasing company, because I mean, I just did this an hour ago, so they sent me the numbers to an email address. I haven't actually seen the email yet, but I told them I wanted to you know, to look into the lease versus purchase and maybe go to my own bank or something to borrow the money. It is a lot of money, and I don't have any commercial credit like that, and I don't owe any money to anyone either, so you know, I don't really think the financing of it is going to be an issue.
If financing is not an issue, finance it. This lease purchase deal is making money for a middleman. There is no tax
okay.
advantage one way or the other. You So a lease, they will tell you there's a tax advantage, because if you lease it, you can write off your payments in full. So if you have a $1,000 a month payment, you can write off $12,000 a year, straight write off. And it's not a depreciation or anything. It's just an expense write off. And you can write that off.
Right.
And if you do it for 3 years, you can write off the whole 3 years. And at the end of that, your buyout would actually be, that would be a purchase price, which you would depreciate that purchase price. Or, now, and let me kind of break that down a little bit. So you pay $1,000 a month, $12,000 a year. At the end of the year, you file your taxes, you write off $12,000 as an expense. Or let's say that you purchase the trailer, all right? Forget about how much your payments are. That's irrelevant. You take the purchase price of the trailer, and now trailers are depreciated over 5 years. So you spread that payment over 5 years, and there's three different ways you can depreciate. You can use straight-line depreciation, which means you deduct the exact same amount every year for 5 years, or there's double term is slipping my mind right now, but you can basically you start big and taper it down. So in the beginning, you might depreciate about half the amount, and then about a quarter of the amount the following year, and then significantly down to where the fifth year, you only depreciate a small amount, okay? So there's that portion. Or you can do a Section 179, which means you can depreciate the whole thing in 1 year. So you can take the write-off for the entire amount in 1 year. We're back up to $500,000 a year. Now, that wouldn't usually be smart, because we're going to write off more than we made typically if you write off a brand-new trailer. But it's an option, okay? So understand that every penny that you purchase, you pay to purchase this, is a write-off either way. So the actual amount. Now, if you finance it, the interest that you pay on the loan is also a write-off, and that's a write-off as an expense. Still, every dime, every penny that you put into this trailer, whether you purchase it or you buy it, is a write-off. It's just a matter of how you write it off on your taxes. It's just a matter of how it's where it's located on the tax form. And there's some different ways to make that work for you. But 99% of the time, 99.73% of the time, to be specific, it's better to buy it, get a lower interest rate, and take the depreciation and write it off and depreciate it, get with your accountant to appreciate it in the best way that fits your needs. Because what happens is a third-party leasing company has to make money. So they're going to go buy that trailer, and then they're going to charge you the interest for it, probably more than your loan to the bank. They're going to make money off of you and then sell you the trailer once it's all used up. At the end of the lease, they're going to sell you what's left. So it's better for them, but it's not better for you. So ideally, you want to buy the trailer. Now, if you're in a situation where you can't buy the trailer, or somehow you come across a phenomenal great deal leasing trailers, then lease the trailer. But typically, just buying it outright is the way to go.
Fair enough. All right. So then my last final question to that is, I'm actually basically renting the trailer from the carrier that I work for, and they charge me 10% for the trailer. There's absolutely no reason to pay them that 10%. I should actually be spending that money on my own trailer, right?
Absolutely. Now, that 10% is also, depending on how they put it on your settlement, it's either a write-off or they just never give it to you. Chances are they give it to you, then take it back. So you're going to write it off as an expense. If they never gave it to you, in other words, if it's if you have an 80% lease with a trailer, but it's only 70% if you have to use their trailer, they just never give you that 10%, so you never see it, and it doesn't matter. So there's two ways that you could be paid that way. If you pay them back the 10%, it's an expense. You still write it off. So depending on what your expenses are, so let's say your average revenue is $5,000 a week, which is a pretty good number right now, with a van, good average. So that's $500 a week you're giving for a trailer a week. I guarantee you, you could go down to just your local trailer dealer, find out what trailers they have. They could probably lease you or rent you a brand new trailer for $500 a month. You'll save $1,500 a month right off the bat. You'll have to still pay for the insurance and all the other expenses, repairs, things like that. But, I think overall you would definitely save some money. 10% is an awful lot for a trailer unless there's something else. Now, there are some carriers that have a trailer pool. So, most of the big mega fleets that are owner operators will let you use their trailers and usually it's 5 or 7%, something like that, to use their trailers, which seems expensive. But you have to realize there's a lot of drop and hook opportunities. They cover a lot of the maintenance, you know, so it's a lot more expensive than just going out. You might be able to get your own trailer for just $200 a month, probably a third of their cost or less. But, you know, they have 3 trailers for every truck. So, you know, you can go do drop and hooks. Your 7% is actually paying for 3 trailers, which you have access to. You have access to their whole fleet of trailers. That makes a big difference. So it's just something to consider. If you do a lot of drop and hook, if that's a good niche for you, then that 10% might make sense. Definitely looking at getting your own, even if you rent one. But if you're in a situation to buy one, you know, that owning your tools is definitely better than borrowing somebody else's.
It appears to me that owning a trailer is safer than owning a tractor. So that's where I'm headed first.
It can be. I mean, a lot of the big fleets own trailers, but they don't own trucks because there's money in owning trailers, certainly. But there's, if you own a trailer but you don't own a truck, the trailer's useless. So it kind of goes both ways. So, I mean, you can make money with a truck easier than you can make money with a trailer. But, you know, I own more trailers myself than I own trucks. You know, I own 3 trucks, but I own 7 trailers myself. So official to have trailers.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, man. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, the phone lines are just lit up like a Christmas tree, but it looks like no questions, no answers, no questions. I've never seen this happen. So I still think we're having problems with the phone lines here. Nobody seems to know what's going on. I don't know if there was a glitch. Definitely something's going on with the phones and Blog Talk. So,
Kenny, we had a lot of people who were very helpful, and they pressed 1 to let us know that they could hear you then. So they just haven't unpressed 1 again. So.
Got it. Okay, got it. All right, if anybody has any questions, Elizabeth has gone through the list here, and looks like we've got things sorted out on the phones. And scroll through here. Okay, so if you have any more questions, obviously you can hear me now. Go ahead and press 1 on your keypad. I'm going to go ahead and take the opportunity to plug my little event. Now, I'm going to put this disclaimer out. I'm doing this podcast under the Let's Truck Audio Road Network, and they have been extremely helpful, and everything that I've gotten out of Let's Truck, you know, has put me where I'm at. So before I say anything else, I just want to extend a huge thank you to Kevin Rutherford and Lisa Rutherford and the Let's Truck team for everything. You know, this podcast and the exposure and everything that I've gotten out of this has been phenomenal. However, I enjoy helping people. Over the years, I have been able to help hundreds of people. And I see an opportunity to take that to a new level. I see an opportunity to reach more people and to share a lot more information than I can share here or that I can share with individuals on a one-on-one basis. So I have decided that I am going to expand on one of my events that I do every year. Now, I have a group that are all motor carriers that I help and coach, and we network together, and they've helped me in return, and it's been phenomenal. If you are a carrier, if you have your own authority, there's a Facebook group called Motor Carrier Meetup. Now, I encourage you to join that group. Through that group, every year, I have done an event. We've put together a social gathering, so to speak, but I have prepared information and given some presentations and so forth. And I've done that a couple years in a row. This year, because I had an overwhelming amount of people reach out to me that were looking for an in-person experience, I decided to give that to them. I have decided to provide that experience. So I have reserved the ballroom at Harrah's Casino in North Kansas City for 3 days. It is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, October 17th, 18th, and 19th. Three-day event with the primary focus being networking. But I have 3 days of material that I plan to share, and I have other contributing members that will be sharing as well. And I haven't announced all that yet because I'm still working on some of the final details. I do have sponsors that will be coming, and I'm trying to just work out the politics behind all of that. But that will be happening here in the next few days. I do have a website up. It's You Drive You. Now, if you've noticed over the past few months, that has been my closing tagline, You Drive You. That is my mentoring business. I coach and training, and I do paid mentoring. And You Drive You, YOUDRIVE, letter U, such as You Drive You, You Drive University. What I'm doing with that group is putting together presentations, classes, and I'm involved in several other organizations that I'm going to pull from and will be part of this network. I've already, we've just had a lunch with some pretty key people here in St. Petersburg last week. I've been on the phone nearly nonstop for the past couple of weeks putting some things together, and I have some pretty amazing connections, but I can't really announce all of them just yet, but I can promise you that in the next few days it's going to be pretty awesome what I come up with. Now, I have 3 days of strong material to help you with, and it's going to be for everyone listening. And if you go to youdriveyou.com, or the seminar that I'm putting on is called The Drive, Transportation Networking and Education Seminar, The Drive. So thedriveseminar.com. It will redirect you to youdriveyou.com. Also, that you can purchase the tickets right online to come. Again, it's October 17th, 18th, and 19th. You can purchase the tickets right through the website. Use the word trucking, and you can get $50 off your purchase. And I can already see people clicking into it. So youdriveyou.com, $50 off your purchase with the coupon code trucking. And if you are a carrier and you join that motor carrier meetup group, there's some other advantages there as well. Now, I do have sponsors coming, but one of my prerequisites for sponsors, and they all know this already, is that this will not be a three-day-long sales pitch. So this is a three-day-long learning experience. Been my biggest focus to make sure that I'm giving information and not just trying to sell a bunch of stuff. So there will be sponsors helping to support me. I'm also going to say this. The sponsors are helping support me by getting the word out, and we'll be blasting this out here in the next few days. I'm not making any money off of this event. This is pretty much for you. The ticket prices are, you know, just at cost by the time it's all said and done. I may even lose money on this event. I'm putting this on because it's what I like to do. I'm trying to provide information. Now, I do have some other coming in. I've got somebody planned to do financial planning, estate planning, investments to explain the numbers. I do have some mechanic coming in. And I will reveal that all this week. So if you go to youdriveyou.com. There, I also just created a Facebook page, YouDriveYou Facebook page. If you join that page, as I get updates, I'll be putting that out there. But we are going to be talking about, and I didn't even get into the topic of this show because of the phone line problems we had in the beginning, but not just focusing on a goal, but focusing way beyond your goal and building a vision of your business. Too many people set a goal, and they set a high goal because every book and presentation and these motivational speakers will tell you, set a goal that's really, really high, and if you don't hit it, you're going to come in closer than you were, so you'll be happy. I don't look at it that way. Even people that set their goal, they get there, and that's where they quit because they set their goal. If you are an entrepreneur and you are motivated and driven like me, if you have the drive, you are focused beyond that goal. You're focused way beyond that goal. That's where I want to take you with this presentation. That's where I want to take you with this event. the networking and the people that will be there. I've already sold quite a few tickets, and we're pushing for it. I've got 2 months to put this together, which is extremely short notice for this, which is why I'm making an announcement. But youdriveyou.com, and I think the resources that I'm bringing to the table. Now, other events, you know, I have been, if you follow me, you might notice that I have been back and forth to Salt Lake City a lot over the past few months. I have attended several events right here in Orlando over the past few months. I've been posting pictures and things, but I've been keeping things somewhat on the down low because I just couldn't reveal too much in the beginning. But I have attended events and participated in programs that were upwards of, you know, $9,000 price tag. You know, programs that just to just attendance, just to get on the list is $3,000 just to get in. So $747 for a single ticket. Use the coupon code TRUCKING, so it's $697 with $50 off for a single ticket. Other events are you know, five times more expensive. So I am bringing that level. I promise you that I am bringing that level. And you're going to attend at $697. And if you have a business partner or spouse or family member, there is a special price for two attendees, but you have to be affiliated in your business or married family, and that is $597 per person, but you have to buy the tickets together, so $597 per person, and you can still get that $50 off of the total amount there. So check out the Facebook groups, youdriveyou.com. Check out the website, youdriveyou, and the seminar.com, and pay attention over the next few days. I've got some exciting stuff coming out, and you know, we're just over 2 months away, and what I reveal this week is going to be a game changer. So we'll be putting on some stuff that is well beyond anything else that we've. Go to thedriveseminar.com or youdriveyou.com. You can purchase your tickets right online and pay attention to upcoming news as I develop this. As we sell tickets, I am going to be tailoring this program specific to the people that come. So we're going to start with goal setting and building that plan, and I'm going to show you how to write a business plan, a real business plan. The biggest thing that I found for most owner-operators or carriers or brokers or anybody that tries to get their own authority, they don't have a business plan. So first of all, if you don't have a business plan, you need to attend this event. I'll tell you that right now. This will be huge. I'm going to talk about negotiation, and I'm not just going to tell you how to defend yourself against greedy brokers, but I'm going to tell you how to flip the script and get what you want and ask for what you want and negotiate from a seat of power in the negotiation. I'm also going to be showing you load boards. I'm going to be explaining. I'm putting the show on out of my own pocket, and that's what I plan to make happen. So, and to be honest, if it's an empty room, the show will go on. So I want as many of you there as possible. I can seat over 200 people, and if I sell out, I think you will all leave with far more value than you paid for. But if the room is empty, which I already sold tickets, so I know it won't be empty, but if the room was empty, the show will go on. So that's the commitment that I have made to you guys. That being said, it is 8 o'clock. I will go ahead and wrap things up. But please show your support. attend or not, please go to the You Drive You Facebook page, Facebook group, and join the groups. And remember to aim high, really high. Aim high, dream big, strategize your plan, which we are definitely going to talk about a lot with planning. Earn your success, and I am going to explain to you how to do that, because only you drive you. So check out youdriveyou.com. Have a good night, everybody. Thank you for your support. Please join the website, and there will be a lot more to come. This seminar is going to be the first of many, and I've already got a lot of other concepts and ideas lined up. This whole thing is going to be for you, entrepreneur-based, to help you improve your life, improve your personal as well as your professional life, improve your business, put more money on your bottom line, reach your goals, not just financially, but beyond that, because I want to branch out and talk about things that you probably haven't heard before. I've got a lot of information, and I only share a little bit of that with you here on the show. So I'm going to try to make room for some of these other speakers. I know that a lot of you will want to hear these other speakers, and I'm trying to figure out how to share all of the information that I have in 3 days and still make room. I promise you that there is a lot of information to share. So you will not be disappointed. You're going to get your money's worth. And real quick, here's how this is going to work. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So you can deliver a load in Kansas City on Monday. We'll probably have a meet and greet. Depending on the attendance and everything, we'll see how we set that up. We're either going to plan something in one of the on-site restaurants, or we may cater in. And we will have a classroom setting Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And you can book a load out of there on Friday, so you won't be stuck there for 10 days. It's a three-day event, and I wanted this to be as profitable with as little impact on your pocketbook and your bottom line. I want you to excel, not be held back just to attend. So please check out the website, youdriveyou.com. And until next week, thank you all for your support over the past few years. You have made me what I am today. This whole show has propelled me to do bigger, better, greater things. I am just way outside of my comfort zone with this. I am going to blow this up to every, I'm going to put every ounce of energy I have into making this whole thing successful. And I'm doing it because I love you guys. I'm trying to do everything I can to make you better and to offer up everything that I have to help. It's what I love to do. It's all about you. So please show your support in any way you can. YouDriveYou.com or TheDriveSeminar.com, and join us on Facebook. And please share it everywhere you can. Tell everyone you can. Trucking is the coupon code for $50 off. And until next week, everybody, thank you all very much.